motherfucker!
They don't know what it is nowadays, do they?
I've lost nine today.
Well, when's your next run?
Thursday.
You think I'll go for a walk?
You're not fooling anyone, you know. Look,
isn't there something you can do?
I feel happy. I feel happy.
Ah, oh, thanks very much.
Not at all. See you on Thursday.
Right.
Who's that then?
I don't know. Must be a king.
Why?
He hasn't got shit all over him.
Thank you.
Hey up, and welcome to Abject Block Radio. In studio tonight, we've got Tiny Tears' Tim Goldie, got DJ Roller, Rachel Baker, me, John Wild, and we've got a special guest in today, which is Martin Howes, who's coming to talk about Black Death. All right, Martin?
Hello. Good evening. All right.
I went on your workshop today, kind of scratching around the Royal Mint and stuff. I just wondered whether you wanted to talk about Black Death and what are you doing with it, really? What's your interest in it and what's going on?
Yeah, okay. I mean, we started off this workshop today, which was with Ryan here. Started off with this idea of the Black Death as something, well, starting off with Daniel Defoe and the Journal of the Plague Year, which was like this fictional, well, as I realised later, this fictional account of the plague or the Great Plague, 17th century in London, and just this idea of this invisible contagion, so something which is just like spreading out invisibly, so you don't know when you have the plague, you don't know if somebody else has the plague until it becomes too late, really, when they have these signs, these signals, these symptoms of something erupting, this black bubo. So the idea of, yeah, this is my interest, this idea of symptoms, something which is showing itself or coming forth within the world, so kind of revealing itself, but at the beginning is something which is like an invisible psychic contagion. Mm-hmm. Something like this, I think.
Cool. I heard you did some sound recordings today, like what we were doing down there. Do you want to play some stuff?
Yeah, I just need to turn the recorder. So we were investigating, well, we chose this site, which was occupied by the Royal Mint, because this was one of the largest, well, in the 14th century, one of the largest emergency plague cemeteries. And also, as we were talking earlier, this idea that when the Royal Mint took over this site, there was a kind of second contagion of the acids leaching out from the processes making money to then further destroy the bones of the plague victims. So this is what we're trying to trace and track down and expose in the Royal Mint. So I played this.
I think we found there were some interesting moments underneath the Royal Mint.
We went quite deep down there.
Some ancient ruins under there, weren't there? Some strange sounds going on.
No, there's definitely something going on. So should I play the first?
Let's have a listen to what happened.
Because maybe we could go on the wall. Because, I mean, I know this is probably a bit old, the wall, but I don't know.
But you think there's... Well, let's have a...
But, I mean, let's have a snap. But where are the other points anyway, just generally?
Well, we're looking at this whole section, but we never went further up, so maybe we should go like further up Cartwright and just see, do like the whole circuit, and then maybe we'll look for the wall.
Okay,
What happened there? Have a look at the pub. You bring a spade. Oil mint green.
should be able to go through that. Right. Yeah, let's have a look there.
Two or three times, because I was actually staying out. I mean, he was going back to the hospital. You know, he was spending two nights at his, and then the third night he was going out.
Hi, Martin.
Hello.
So we've just been listening to some of the workshop that you were running today.
Yeah.
Do you want to explain a little bit of like what people are listening to, what's going off here?
Okay, so what we were trying to do here in the Royal Mint was to playback, like take a record needle and playback these traces from the historic plague and basically bring these out into
the
contemporary.
Needle.
Yeah, like a needle that you put into a record groove to play back a record. So we're playing back what has been etched on the earth hundreds of years ago in the Royal Mint site.
And how is it making
projecting
a sound?
This. So basically we project this into the ether, the radio waves, and then we had like a little, like a simple radio receiver, and that's what you're hearing. It's just us there in the Royal Mint with these little devices stuck to chopsticks, poking these around through the grooves of the stones.
So,
and then we have a radio
so you've
receiver.
Got a needle what's picking up the grooves of the of the Royal Mint, and
of the earth.
It's broadcasting it on radio waves.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of live.
Yeah, so it's putting it out into the electromagnetic plague domain.
Okay. Right, it looks like you brought in another thing for us to listen to here as well. What, do you call it Black Death synth?
Yeah, this one, the one I have, the Black Death I have in the bag.
Right, what's this one?
And this one is the Micro Black Death. This one is codenamed Yersinia pestis.
Okay. Do you want to explain why or what?
Why it's codenamed that or what?
Well, what it does, basically.
Okay, so this is, this is like a plague processor. So it's like just as you have a normal processor in your laptop, here we have a plague processor. Well, I can actually choose between different plague processors, which are simulated, and with this knob here on the left, and then I can choose like a disturbing plague, like a contra plague against this, and then this just is changing certain parameters, including a filter. So it's kind of so for example, processors which I have Edgar Allan Poe's Mask of the Red Death. That's one of the processors.
Right.
Then I have.
So you're saying there's a series of algorithms based around the Black Death?
Yeah, more or less. Yeah, more or less. Not so much algorithms, more processors.
Oh, right, sorry.
Call them.
I don't know the difference.
No, just like, you know. So the software runs on these different processors. So the software is coming from outside the unit, you know, from the radio waves and so on. So other of the processors are like simulations of contagion. So like this, during the which we were talking about this SIR, susceptible, infected, recovered. So that's kind of describing these three states which you might be in. So another way to think about it is that this is like a little village in the medieval times. This little black thing is a village, and it's a simulation of a village, let's say.
It's an infected village.
It becomes, like when you switch it on, it gets kind of...
Well, shall we switch it on?
Yeah, all right. Shall we? Let's need to...
Unplug that.
And this goes in here. Can I hear anything?
Okay, so it's plugged in. We're seeing red lights. All right, here we go.
Still. slightly off.
Hello, Martin.
Hello, Rachel.
I've just been reading a book called Caliban and the Witch by Sylvia Federici. And she writes a lot about the Middle Ages, the first iteration of the Black Plague or the Black Death in the 1350s. And what interested me about that and the way she talks about it is that so throughout that period there was a huge amount of struggle between the peasants and the church. It was essentially a kind of endless class struggle, and they had the peasant revolt in 1381. But before that, the peasants ended up or the serfs ended up kind of being able to in effect make some progress because of the plague.
I mean, as far as I understand, it was a process which had already begun before the plague, but was accelerated by the plague.
Well, there's
so it was something which was underway, but I mean, it obviously went towards like everything was changing, but this change was made more dramatic by the decimation of the population at the time.
Yeah. And, well, you had the situation where the peasants were tied to having to work for the landowners. And they were there was kind of process of enormous amount of revolt happening all over the place and lots of heretic movements, but they weren't really getting anywhere until the plague happened. And what happened was that because the plague wiped out so many workers.
You could choose who you would work for,
It kind of struck me as ironic that the plague ended up allowing some level of emancipation for the serfs and the peasants, the medieval peasants, because suddenly there were less of them and the church and the landowners needed them so they could start making demands, which they did in 1381. So I was kind of interested in that dimension of the plague, and whether what happened in 1665, the second major Black Plague era, also had similar sort of social repercussions, or maybe and the Royal Mint, when was that actually constructed?
I don't actually know when it was. I think in like the 18th century.
Okay.
Maybe earlier. But it was like, I don't know, I was just reading because also the site where we were doing these investigations for Royal Mint, this East Smithfield Cemetery, is kind of the main European or world site for kind of archaeological examination of the bodies of the Black Death. So this is how you come to like DNA analysis and so on and so on. Also, nearly all the kind of modern scientific theories about what was causing this epidemic are localized on this site, but the problem for the archaeologists is that so many bodies have been destroyed by the acids which were used within electrochemical processing of silver and gold and other metals in the Royal Mint. So it's kind of, this was going through, the bodies were in the earth and it was leaching through the earth and destroying them a second time around. So that was where we were today. It was very pleasant. A sunny afternoon.
But you do a lot of these excavations. Would you you come up with this term, which is psychogeophysics?
Yeah. I mean, this is because I was also working like the last few, or doing some writing like the last few weeks, for something called Technology and the Plague. That's like the title of the piece of writing, which is saying that the plague is a geophysical or a psychogeophysical phenomena that is linked with the earth, with electromagnetism, with the sun and so on. This was already like through what is now termed like superstition going back to the 14th century. This was, the signs of this were already there, like they were already describing the plague in psychogeophysical terms in the 14th century, like saying that the root of the plague was in the earth under the influence of the heavens, which is for me the same thing as psychogeophysics or geophysics. We have the earth, we have electromagnetism, we have the sun, which is influencing this, and we are all somehow encoded by this electromagnetic plague, so to speak.
Even now we're still encoded by this electromagnetic plague. And what's the effects on us?
We don't know, do we? No, because this is a plague without any symptoms, so we don't know the signs of this plague. Because nothing has come forth yet. I mean, this is the point of the workshop, is to see what could come forth or what could expose itself of this electromagnetic plague now.
Materially or psychologically or both?
Both. And what could show some sign on the body or show some sign somehow external to the everyday or something like this. So what could be erupting into the world? It's all very... What's the word?
sounds painful.
Oh.
Play a tune, Tim. A plague, something to do with the plague.
We'll be right back. I heard somebody think rappers dead cause people running out of shit to say. So ridiculous and so absurd, I was almost at a loss for words. Then I start to serve off the line of the enemy's mind. Back in 2005, dropping hammers without the time. Bring the ruckus from the booth to the hood, motherfucker, cause it ain't all good. Now I wish they would get your vests on, we reign on Babylon. The anti-Fox News, anti-pop, original crew, P and the enemy policing the beast. Until we rise, it'll never be peace. I put that on Jesus. Back with vocals, no wax shit, no blurry focus, no gimmick cracks, just hard truth and rough raps. Plus that gear to keep them fearing a crime, making sure brothers knowing the time. That's why I ain't no smiling. See the army is there snatching us up. Yeah, at your high school, promising what? Better recognize the bling of the murder machine. That's why it's meaning in the words when we serve and ask you to think. Who the whores that in bed with the source? Who the ones pimp us all selling death from murder dog? The imagery is deadly, so what the fuck? In a scope of better hope we never knowing and bringing the ruckus. Like Nas said, it's a coon parade. Yeah, bitch niggas going out all day. We pulling guns on Uncle Tom's, a bomb on Viacom. It's on long as needed, we competing, keeping it strong. Ain't no comic in my view, as long as they sell the blackout. I grip my shit and blow your back out. We act out, cause you know we repping the cause. Still a rebel, never needing a pause. I check draws, my balls.
Whatever it takes to make it hardcore. Whatever it takes to make it hardcore.
Keep the record rolling, ain't nobody cold when we rain.
Whatever it takes to make it hardcore.
Our true soldier, riding with a soldier in the game.
Whatever it takes to make it hardcore.
Keep the record rolling, ain't nobody hold the spot we claim.
Soul survivors, now tell me who could bring it live. But it's P.E. still beating the beast. In this game of late comers, fake friends and flakes, and grown men acting like teenagers. We raising the stakes. What you know about words I throw around when I say it loud? Better know that I'm black and I'm proud. This is what I mean, an anti-nigga machine. Take a look around and see the way they keeping the realest from reach. But I bet you never hear it again. Nah, clear channel, never hear it again. It never fit into the corporate plan of attack. They genocidal practices only giving us murder on wax. Keep us terrified, music sterilized back. The lies of the homicide and smile while life imitates what we make. They all making money off the Africans' fall. That's why I'm calling on
whatever it takes to make it hardcore. Whatever it takes to make it hardcore.
Keep the record rolling, ain't nobody cold when we rain.
Whatever it takes to make it hardcore.
Our true soldier, riding with a soldier in the game.
Whatever it takes to make it hardcore.
Keep the record rolling, ain't nobody hold the spot.
What has happened to this place? I don't recognize it anymore. It used to be so fun and special. What is life worth living for? The dream is dead, our land is gone. There's a hole in my heart and I can't go on. There are too many minorities,
minorities
at my water park,
my water park.
This was our land, our dream,
our dream.
And they've taken it all away. They just keep coming and coming.
Minorities,
I tried to go and tell the police, but even the authorities are minorities at my water park. There's no place for me to sit anymore, and the lines just keep getting crazier. There are Mexicans all around me. The lazy river has never been lazier. It's a 40-minute wait to go down one slide, and the instructions are in Spanish on the zip line ride. Just do it in English. There are too many minorities,
too many
at my water park.
Somebody do something.
Where did they all come from? Why can't they leave this land? Such a tragedy.
Feel a bit like dying.
We lived the other way too long. We've got to change our priorities and get all these minorities out of my water park. Minorities,
Mexicans and Asians,
black people.
I think I even saw
Native American girls. God, I'm asking, please get all of these minorities out of my water park.
Hello. On Saturday, 7th of July, 2012, is an abject block event with Stormbugs, John Wall, Mark Ariel Waller, Matthew Noel Todd, Joel Stern, RV Pitchon, and then Cody.
And on the 4th of July, there's another event called the Moving Forest. And this was invented by Martin House along with Shuli Chang. And it's a performance in six acts that is somehow a version of Macbeth, which is the last 12 minutes of the Kurosawa film. Anyway, it will become clear if you go to the website, www.movingforest.net. And it's got some tangential relationship to the Olympics.
July 29th, Noise Equals Noise in Acne. 30th of July... No, shit, June. 30th of June, Snuff Wireless Workshop. 14th of July, Noise Equals Noise at the ICA with me, Martin, Johnny, Rotten Deerheads and Chemicals.
So fucking cool, this lot, to have a gangbang.
Up against wall!
Part of fun!
Come on, Rachel!
Martin, Ryan!
I'm sick and fucking tired of this.